Well, you heard just a few minutes ago the governor break the bad news about the state's budget revenues. Joining us now on our Newsmaker line, one of the folks will be doing some crafting of that next budget, Republican State Senator Luke Hendley. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Abdul.
Thank you very much for being with us. As always, are you enjoying your time off?
Well, I am. I'm back in Noblesville.
Not a problem. Well, let's chat if we could. The governor giving us some numbers yesterday saying the state budget will have be below another $255 million, bringing the total deficit for the biennium to about $1 billion. And that's what you guys are going to have to cut. First of all, your reaction to that $255 million shortfall.
Well, that's a big shortfall, and it shows that the current economic situation is not good and that the governor is right that we are going to have additional reductions in spending, at least here in the near term.
Now, who should take the lead on where the spending reductions should take place? Because the read I get is from some of you folks in the legislature is saying, hey, if the governor wants budget cuts, he should sort of tell us where. The read we got from the governor yesterday is that he just wants to give you folks parameters, and then you guys come up with the actual spending cuts. How should this work?
Well, the budget proposal that the Senate proposal that was defeated in the House the other night had an additional $100 million of reductions in education spending. I think it would be helpful if the governor could say this is where we need to do it. I don't know if people don't believe that we have to cut or if they just don't want to or if it's a difference of opinion about where you cut. And the more that he can stand up and say in advance, this is where I think we need to be going, I think that would be helpful.
Now, one of the things that had popped up, Senator Kinley, in those conversations before we got to this point, some folks had accused the governor of sort of playing Lucy and Charlie Brown and kind of moving the football when you guys went up to kick. There was a question as to, you know, first we wanted these were the parameters, then these are the parameters, and these are the parameters. Help us out with some of the insight of some of those talks and discussions, if you could.
Well, and frankly, I don't think the governor had much choice because the situation kept getting worse. And although he had said earlier on that if we could get to a $1.3 billion reserve at the end of the biennium, and we had some differences of opinion about that represented partially caused by this one-time federal dollars as to whether that was countable or not, even in spite of that, it feels like it's a moving target. And so the main thing that we need to do is put together a budget that has reductions in it, and then we need to make sure that the governor is allowed to have the authority to cut where he needs to cut when we're gone, because he's the executive branch leader, and we're not going to be in town. So we need to retain that flexibility for him.
It's 7:55 on WXNT. One of the things we're talking to Republican State Senator Luke Kendall. Senator, one of the things that the House Democrats had always sort of maintained was that education funding should be protected, and they were not happy with the cuts that they say would have to come to this budget in education. Do you think that with this latest economic forecast and these numbers, or economic forecast, but actual, you know, actual revenue numbers that were down on more than $250 million, that education is going to have to lose money in this next budget you guys put together?
I don't think there's any place else to go, Abdul. That's a $6.5 billion item in about a close to a $14 billion budget, and we haven't really cut it or done anything with it yet. And what we're going to be doing is actually reducing the level of increase that education has because of this federal stimulus dollars being present and giving them an increase that we probably wouldn't be able to afford otherwise. So I don't think there's really any place else to go.
Luke Hendley, our guest, Senator, 7:56 on WXNT. Let's change gears just a little bit, if we could. Talk about the Capital Improvement Board as folks look for some kind of solution to solve that funding shortfall. The CIB met on Friday, made about a couple more $1 million worth of cuts, talked about some other things. Do you see a solution being worked out when you folks come back for special session? And who, in your opinion, should sort of take the lead and rally the troops?
Well, I think we need to have a solution, Abdul. We've already committed to build these facilities for our enlarged convention center and these major league sports teams that draw also these NCAA events and a lot of other things downtown. And I think this is the tail end of the problem, and we just have to commit to resolving this and giving Marion County City County Council the options that they need. Leadership is needed from every quarter that's affected by this who has an elected official. It's going to have to come from the City County Council. It's going to have to come from the mayor's office. It's going to have to come from those legislators that live here in Marion County. And I think the state has a big stake in this in the long run, so I think all of us need to be interested in a solution.
I know, Senator, one of the things that had always been a point of contention was expanding that sort of that downtown sports district to capture some more of those revenues, because some lawmakers, so safe, would think from outstate that this is money being taken away from the state, which is being taken away from their programs. Could you see a situation where the state would say, this is just a hypothetical, maybe temporarily expand that sports district to get the CIB the money it needs in the short run, but as more developments pop up in downtown, the JW Marriott that's coming online, perhaps that undeveloped properties where Market Square Arena used to be, as sort of an incentive to get the city to get those properties developed, that once those do, the state reduces, you know, the amount of dollars that it collects?
Well, I think that's a possible solution that could be discussed, at least on a temporary basis. I think the outstate people are pretty concerned that on a permanent basis, even, you know, I had excluded the Marriott in the proposal that we had during the session, and that raises up to $22 million, the amount of state revenues that they're being allowed to capture. And I don't think there's much appetite to go beyond that permanently.
And I would think, and at the same time, though, I know local governments get aid and assistance from the state based on, you know, some population and some other things, that maybe as insurance, you folks at the state level perhaps could maybe withhold some of those dollars that would come to Marion County, seeing how Marion County thinks that, you know, their priority is taking care of these sports facilities. Okay, fine. You use your dollars for that, but the rest of the state isn't going to be penalized, so to speak, because Marion County has different priorities. You see what I'm doing here? I'm trying to work out a solution for you guys.
You're trying to help. I can see that, Abdul. And I think these things need to be looked at. One of the reasons we didn't get something through the session was that the Northwest Indiana people said, well, you know, look, we don't want something from Marion County unless we get something, too. So we're going to have to overcome this regional jealousy issue a little bit in order to get something passed.
Well, if you get a chance, Senator, go check out my web blog, IndianaBarrister.com, because I think I got something up there that you guys could probably all get your arms around.
We'll take a look at it, Abdul. You're a creative guy.
Hey, we're here to help. I like you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Republican State Senator Luke Kennedy. Senator, thank you very much for being with us.